football, guys.
And welcome to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, as we are here for the Windy City Bulls as they host the Memphis Hustle. I am Joey Alexander alongside color commentators Sam Martino and Blake Galvin. Tonight's a very special night. It is military night here as we honor all sorts of military, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines. Me being former military myself, so it's a very special night for
Thank
me.
You yeah, Joey. Thank
Woo! You I'm very excited to be on the call with you guys. So tonight, this is a big game for the Bulls. Last night they lost to the Westchester Knicks in a tough one with a very bad shooting night for multiple guys like Jarrell Eddie and Ryan Archidiakono. So they hope to recover, and their playoff hopes got a little bit more bleak as of last night.
Yeah, definitely. They need every win they can get at this point. And it wasn't a bad loss. We saw really good flashes from Ryan Archidiakono. At this point of the season, you can't lose, especially being in that playoff race.
Yeah, for the Bulls, even though they played a pretty good game. They played for three quarters and then let down in the fourth. But for the Bulls, they had a really good chance and a little interconference play today, and hopefully they keep their playoff chances alive.
Yes, yeah, so this Memphis Hustle team is a struggling team. They're 18-28 on the season. They won their last game, which they scored 140 points and made 21 three-pointers, and they are the league-leading team in three-pointers, so they can put up some points, but they do struggle on defense.
Yeah, they're going to have to really – the Bulls are really going to have to tighten up the perimeter defense, to especially shut down that three-point shooting. I was just telling you, I was seeing these guys warm up. A lot of these guys can light up from anywhere on the court. So, again, defense is going to be a major issue for the Bulls tonight if they can't shut down the perimeter.
Yeah, the Hustle are coming off season and franchise highs in points, 3 points made, 3 point percentage. So they really need to come out and shut out and come out with aggressive and play good defense against this Memphis Hustle team.
So Sam, you look up and down this Memphis Hustle roster. What is one player that you think Windy City Bulls need to key on or look out for?
Well, the main guy is Marcus Teague, obviously for the former Bulls first round pick for the Chicago Bulls. But Marcus Teague's always made an impact for this team, and the veteran has been great leadership, so I've looked for Marcus Teague to make a big impact.
And Blake, what would you have to say the one player that Bulls key on or look out for?
The one player I want to look out for in tonight's game would be Omari Johnson, because that guy, he's statistically one of the best three-point shooters in the league. I mean, coming from a three-point shooting team, this guy has got to be locked down tonight.
Yeah, he had a career-high 30 points on February 21st, so it shows he can put up at least 30 points a game. And like you said, he participated in last year's G League three-point contest. But right now, we're going to send it up for the national anthem as we get ready to kick off this game and military night.
Against your Windy City Bulls. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the court for the presentation of Army dog tags to the players and coaching staff of your Windy City Bulls. Presenting the dog tags are some of America's newest members of the United States Army. Each dog tag is engraved with the player's name, number and position, college, team name, and the U.S. Army. Ladies and gentlemen, the presentation of the dog tags. Tonight's colors are being carried by U.S. veterans on behalf of True Patriots Care. The remembrance table will be read by Jerry Paulson, former member of our U.S. Army Special Forces. The official party is Medal of Honor recipient Alan J. Lynch, Jerry Paulson, Lieutenant Colonel Derek Keller, Command Sergeant Major Corey Fairchild of the Chicago Recruiting Command, and two-time Super Bowl champion, Jim McMahon. Please stand and gently kindly move your hands, place your hand over your heart, and for those who have served, render the hand salute for the presentation of colors and our national anthem. Please remain standing following the national anthem for the ringing of the remembrance table as we pay honor and tribute to our POWs and MIAs on by tags. Remain standing until the official party has departed. And here to perform the national anthem, please welcome the Navy Band Great Lakes, conducted by chief musician Brandon Barney.
Thank you.
small table in a place of honor. It is set for one. This table symbolizes the fact that members of our profession of arms are missing from our midst. They are commonly called POWs or MIAs. We call them our brothers and our sisters. They are unable to be with us this evening, so we will remember them. This table set for one is small, symbolizing the frailty of one prisoner alone against his oppressors. The tablecloth is white, symbolizing the purity of their intentions to respond to their nation's call to arms. The napkin is black, symbolizing the sorrow of captivity and darkness and the emptiness of not being with us. The single red rose displayed in the vase reminds us of the families and loved ones of our comrades in arms who keep the faith, awaiting their return. The yellow ribbon, tied so prominently on the vase, represents the unyielding determination for a proper accounting of all of our comrades who are not among us tonight. The candle is lit, symbolizing the upward reach of their unconquerable spirit. There is a slice of lemon on the bread plate to remind us of their bitter fate. There is salt on the bread plate, symbolic of the family's tears and all our tears, as we all await for their accounting and proper return. And the glass is inverted, as they can't have toast with us now. And the chair is empty. They are not here. Remember everyone here tonight, and all of us who served with them and called them comrades, who depended upon their might and aid, and relied upon them, for surely they have not forsaken you. Until the day they all come home, let's always remember.
Yes, welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. I'm Joey Alexander with Sam Martino and Blake Galvin for the Windy City Bulls versus the Memphis Hustle. You just heard the opening introductions. Just took place right after the ceremony for our military night here at the Sears Center. So let's go through the starters for the Memphis Hustle. It's going to be Marquise Teague out of Kentucky at guard. Dustin Hannah's out of Arkansas at the other guard position. Omari Johnson, 6'9". Big forward out of Oregon State, Jeremy Morgan, another forward, 6'5", out of Northern Iowa, and Chance Comanche at the center position, along with Bulls starting lineup will be Terrell Eddie at the guard, C.J. Fair, Tyler Harris at the forward positions, Michael Mulder and Ryan Archidiakono at the guard positions. And right before the tip-off, we'll have a quick sideline report from our sideline reporter Lydia.
Tonight, the Windy City Bulls host the Memphis Hustle. This is their first meeting. The 18-24 Hustle is the second worst team in the Western Conference. If the Windy City Bulls win tonight, they will set a franchise record for victories in a season. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Lydia, for that. Yes, the Windy City Bulls are hosting the Memphis Hustle. We're 18-28. They are struggling. But right now, let's get into the colors for the teams. The Memphis Hustle will be wearing the white uniforms with red lettering and trim. The Windy City Bulls will be rocking the military-colored camo shorts with the military camo tops, which are mostly black with white trim. And no trim. So Sam, we were talking before the game started as we have literally soldiers rappelling from the roof right now, and I'm looking over at the old Bears quarterback, Jim McMahon, so it's kind of cool. He's in the building tonight to honor the troops. Again, as they do these ceremonies, we talked about, one of the guys I want to talk about is Chance Comanche. He didn't get a lot of playing time earlier in the season. He's just started to get into the rotation lately, and he has been performing quite well. He's one of these guys from Arizona. He decided to forego his last two years at Arizona and come out early, which is a very big shock to even his family and Sean Miller, who's the coach at Arizona. And he went undrafted, but he did try out for the Memphis Hustle and was picked up. And he scored a career high the other night against Fort Wayne Mad Ants on January 27th, and he's been only going up from there. So this guy is one of the guys that got to watch out as we get ready for the opening tip-off. And we're still not going to do a tip-off, still got to drag it on here because they're doing more ceremonies in the middle of the court right now as they honor another U.S. soldier. As Sergeant Allen J. Lynch is honored. He will do the presentation of the ceremonial first ball tip-off. Also, I want to get to the coach today. For coach for Memphis Hustle is Glenn Ciprian, and also, as we always, for the Windy City Bulls, Coach Charlie Henry. See, Ciprian now is his first year as the Hustle coach, played 27 years of coaching experience. He was an assistant at the college level at Texas A&M, Memphis, Kentucky, Arkansas, and a member of the National Association of Basketball Coaches for 18 years, and the Black Coaches Association. So this guy been around the league for coaching. He's got a lot of experience.
Considered a legend assistant there in college basketball. He's really consistent. He's worked with big-time players like Patrick Peterson, Tony Allen, Chris Middleton, Sean Marion, June Lucas III. But pretty good outlook for the coach of the Memphis Hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not much I can say at this point. They're about to get the tip-off underway here.
So we're just getting set for the tip-off as coaches over their final game plans as we have Tyler Harris tipping it off for the Windy City Bulls. And Comanche for the Memphis Hustle. So we'll get to the keys to the game in just a second as we are getting ready for the tip-off.
I like these jerseys the Bulls are rocking. Nice military color, a little different, so.
A little different for us as Comanche wins the tip-off for the Hustle, gets it over to Teague, and of course, right off the bat, as always when I am doing commentary on the radio, we never have a true start.
Yesterday was...
It's a tradition unlike any other, guys.
Literally every time I've done a game, we do the tip-off, and it goes right to a whistle.
Yesterday, I was having fun with Lucas upstairs. We were watching, and for the first time in a while, there was just a normal tip without a whistle from the get-go.
It's because Joey wasn't on the call here.
Yeah, so Jeremy Morgan gets the ball. Kick it over down low to Comanche, who's guarded by Tyler Harris on the left block. Nance, a nice little move, tries to dip down the defender. Archie Diacono saves him going out of bounds. And Jarrell Eddy will bring it back up. Actually, now Archie Diacono will now bring the ball back up.
Great move there by Archie Diacono to poke the ball away.
So now Tyler Harris now with the ball down low. Looks down, finds a wide open C.J. Fair cutting the basket with the left-hand layup.
Yeah, they made similar plays yesterday where they start off from the beginning, just easy baskets right from the get-go.
So Teague now gets to the command to the top of the three-point circle. Over to Hannes now, drives down for the alley-oop to Hannes, and he slams it down. A nice alley-oop pass from Hannes.
Yeah, Dusty Hannes is one of those small underrated players on this Memphis Hustle team.
C.J. Fair with the ball at the top of the three-point line. Tries to get Jarrell Eddy cutting the basket, but does not tip back to C.J. Fair. Archie Diacono now going to drive it himself, get over to the left wing. Three for Michael Muller, no good up the front of the rim, rebounded by Morgan.
Yeah, he really struggled from the three-point line yesterday. Didn't score until about the third or fourth quarter.
Now Mark Steve now the ball handler, now guarded by Tyler Harris. Quick little delete, falling back, jump shot, good. Marcus Teague.
Yeah, familiar face here in Chicago. He was drafted by the Bulls in 2012, so good to go back to Chicago.
As he talked about, Marquise Teague, one of the most more controversial picks done by the Tibbs. There is Tyler Harris now with a nice left-handed layup.
Yeah, when you talk controversial, there was another player in mind that they could have.
Yes, Draymond Green was the one picked as Johnson, Omari Johnson pump picks Jarrell Eddy out of his shoes and hits the nice little jumper from just inside the three-point line.
Yeah, this Memphis Hustle team's coming out hot, just like the last game, scoring 140 points, which was a franchise high.
As Jarrell Eddy shoots, gets fouled, so to shoot three as it's now. Score is 6-4, Memphis lead 10:09 to go here in the first.
There's a little bit of contact there, but I'd give Jarrell Eddy an Oscar for that one.
Our referees tonight are Kevin Fahey, no relation to one of our producers, Ryan Fahey, and Mosa Doffer and John Butler.
Although, fun fact, when his ancestors came to the United States, they had the E in the last name, F-A-H-E-Y, and then when they came over, they got rid of it as Jarrell Eddy sinks the first free throw.
So, Jarrell Eddy makes the first. He's ready, set for a second one. Jarrell Eddy just fresh back from his 10-day contract with the Chicago Bulls.
Has really succeeded here in the G League. As you know, last night's game against the Westchester Knicks didn't find his groove, but overall, the second half of the season, Jarrell Eddy's made a huge impact for these Bulls, averaging 17 points, 5 rebounds, and about 2 assists per game.
He's also a top 5 performer from the 3-point line as well.
And he makes all three of his free throws. Now making it 7-6, Bulls lead 10:09 as Memphis brings the ball back up. It'll be Marcus Teague with the ball. Guarded by Archie Diacono, gets down just outside of the block to Comanche. Comanche over to Hannes now. Hannes at the top of the three-point line. Looks like Amari Johnson now on the right wing. Morgan thought about taking the shot, now gonna handle the ball a little bit. Finds Comanche down low. Comanche with the right hand off the side of the backboard. Almost out of bounds, recovered. Players fumbling for it, kicks it, and it looks like he stepped out on the right foul line.
It was good defense that the Bulls brought right there, forcing a turnover early in this game with just over 2 minutes.
So it's 6-7, Bulls lead, 9:46 to go here in the first. As now Ryan Archidiacono, the Villanova alum, now brings the ball up. Ball handles and drives to the hoop. The left-handed scooping hook, no good. Almost rebound Tyler Harris, and Marcus T gets it, brings it up court. Looking to pass, kicks it out to Amari Johnson on the right wing, shoots. No good off the right side of the rim as C.J. Farrell let that ball head out of bounds, and it'll be Bulls ball.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed about this Bulls team is that they're really communicating on defense, talking plays, calling each other out, so I like the momentum the Bulls got.
Now Jarrell Eddy over here in the left wing. Finds Ryan Archidiacono top of the three-point line. Diacono the ball handler. Guarded by Amari Johnson. Back to Eddy on the left wing. Looking for Tyler Harris, no good. Eddie's going to shoot. And layoff for Jarrell Eddy as Marcus Teague, quick outlet pass to Jeremy Morgan, and easy two-point basket, good outlet pass.
Bad play there by Jarrell Eddy as he's arguing with the referee as his man got a point and made an easy layup.
So now Ryan Archidiacono has the ball on the left wing, guarded by Teague, gets the screen from Tyler Harris. Tyler Harris cuts to the basket, finds him, fumbles the ball. Looks like Teague will now get the ball and bring it back up the right side.
It was a little too silly of a play there for the Bulls.
Teague going to drive by himself off the backboard and in for Marcus Teague.
Yeah, too easy there for Marcus Teague. A nice floater in for a nice easy two.
So now Ryan Archidiacono trying to get the Bulls back on track here as he now will drive it himself. Look for C.J. Fair down low, guarded by the smaller defender. Hannes looks to take advantage of the mismatch. Kicks out to Jarrell Eddy. Back to Mulder on the left wing. Mulder going to drive it. Pop shot. Good, Michael Mulder.
Yeah, there was little defense on that pull-up jumper by Hannes. He should have had that.
Nice fluid motion by Michael Mulder. That's what I love about a shot, nice and easy.
So now Mark Steve brings the ball across timeline, gets it over to Hannah. Hannah's not going to drive. Wild looks like he went to look for a shot or a pass as Michael Mulder saves it from out of bounds. Gets it over to Archie Diacono now. Archie Diacono now brings it up court, finds Rel Eddy on the right wing. Rel Eddy now dribbles, gets to find an open, wide open Tyler Harris.
Good
for the left-handed layup. I thought he was going for the dunk. But it's a nice, easy left-hand layup.
That was a great look, and that was a good finish by Tyler Harris. Just very easy, 6'10", uses his size to get down low, easy.
So Karan Iverson now getting ready to check in for the hustle as Marquise T gets the ball over to Amari Johnson. Johnson now to Comanche on the right block. Again, finds Comanche cutting to the rim. No good. Rebounded by the hustle, Amari Johnson. And he brings him in. Oh, and he missed the easy right-handed layup.
They're swarming there by the Bulls, but they got to do a better job boxing out.
Now, Terrell Eddy, bad pass, but he finds C.J. Fair as it falls into his hands. Little Euro set from C.J. gets rid of Michael Mulder on the far right wing. And good. Nice driving layup from Michael Mulder.
That's something we didn't see from Michael Mulder yesterday. He took too many outside shots, whereas he's finding success now driving to the rim.
So now Teague brings the ball across timeline, gives it over to Comanche, who's set up at the top of the three-point line, finds Jeremy Morgan, thinks about taking the easy shot, but does not, kicks it over back to Johnson, who looks like he threw it for an alley-oop or some kind of pass, and off the backboard, and ends up falling into the hands of Comanche.
Yeah, the Bulls, one of the key focus of the game is boxing out. They need to box out and get the close rebounds.
And Tyler Harris now down on the block against small defender Jeremy Morgan, looking to take advantage of with the left-handed hook. Good for Tyler Harris.
Yeah, I'd really like to see them keep feeding the post. They're finding a lot of success winning 15-12 here in this first quarter.
So 15-12, 6:26 to go as Amari Johnson has the ball, kicks it over to the open Hannes for three, no good. Over to the top of the backboard, the Bulls ball.
Yeah, even though Dusty Hannes did not make that shot, I was watching him during the pregame, and his motion is great, and he's a great, leads the team in three-pointers.
So with that is 15-12, 6:20 to go here in the first. A quick timeout, we'll take one, too. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Tuesday night, your Windy City Bulls face the Grand Rapids Drive, followed by the Greensboro Swarm on Saturday.
The games tip off at 7 p.m.
Tune in live to Windy City Bulls basketball, powered by the Be On Air Network on SportsTownChicago.com.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
And welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates for Windy City Bulls basketball as they host the Memphis Hustle. And before we get back to the action, I have a quick sideline report from our sideline reporter, Lydia Bylas.
Before last night, the Windy City Bulls had won four games in a row where they held their opponents to 100 points or less in the for the first time in franchise history. Back to you, Joey.
And thank you, Liddy, for that update, as now the Bulls have the ball, leading 15-12 with 6:13 to go, as C.J. Fair backs on the defender, gets over to Ryan Archidiakon on a three-point line against Marquise Teague. Nice little ball handle, and he looks like he got it tipped out of bounds. Bulls ball still.
Yeah, fortunately, went Bulls' direction that time.
Yeah, the only thing about the ball is no fear. Attacking the paint and trying to make great shots happen.
And wide open, Michael Mulder to the best and missed it, but they are going to call a foul.
Yeah, I don't know what Hannes is really complaining about. There is a good amount of contact on that play right there.
It was a late whistle by the ref. I didn't think they were going to call it for a second. It was one of those, if you make it, I'm not going to call it. If you don't make it, I'm going to call it.
Right, exactly.
It's a new thing in the NBA these days.
Yeah, where you can order a pizza in between.
Yeah.
And the one thing, they're not just throwing up shots. They're passing to the open man, and the open man's taking a shot. It's something that Bulls have need to do all have been wanting to do all season.
So Michael Mulder misses this first of two. Mulder, the first year man out of Kentucky, So, and a big news, Loyola won. Loyola Chicago just beat Tennessee 63-62.
Game-winning shot again.
The Cinderellas. They're the Cinderellas.
We have the coach, Glenn Cipri of the Memphis Hustle, talking to us about the game right now as he coaches the team, as Mike Henry now checked into the game, former DePaul alum. As he now drives to the basket, a little fadeaway shot, no good. Rebounded by Tyler Harris, good rebound. So I bet Chicago's happy. I had Loyola going to the Sweet 16, so yeah. I'm happy my bracket's
back
right.
Back-to-back game-winning shots is pretty exciting.
You had Loyola going to Sweet 16?
Yes, I did, as Ryan Archidiakono kicks it over to Jarrell Eddy on the right wing, puts up the shot. No good for Jarrell Eddy, rebounded.
Yeah, I'm sure Jarrell Eddy did not want to start this way, going 0-2 right now. 0-2 on three-pointers.
Yeah, T brings the ball up, drives it in, no good on his layup as Jarrell Eddy now at the rebound, brings it back up for the Windy City Bulls. Back to Archidiakono now on the right wing, kicks up a quick three. Good, Ryan Archidiakono.
Ryan Archidiakono, another top five performer in the league in the three-point percentage. He's been lighting it up thus far with Antonio Blake and he being in the Big Brother Bulls.
So early on in the game, Bulls shooting 66.7% for the field goal range, a lot better than they were yesterday. As now, looks like foul called on Tyler Harris. As it looked like Hannah was trying to get the ball over to Iverson, and they're gonna call the foul on Harris against Hannah's, as Brandon Wood checks in now for Michael Mulder.
Yeah, one thing I want to keep in mind for this Bulls team is they are 9-0 when they shoot over 500% from the field goal percentage. So if the Bulls continue to rise that field goal percentage, they have a good shot winning.
So yes, I mean that is a big thing. You shoot over 50% from the field goal range, you should be in pretty good shape.
So that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, so Marcus Teague now defended by Archie Donald, shoots a three himself, no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by good hustle rebound. Mike Henry, looked like two Bulls didn't know they were on the same team now, but they got the ball back by Brandon Wood now. Archidiakono on the left wing, screened by Tyler Harris. He cuts to the basket. Archidiakono wants to pull somebody out looking for help. But CJ Fair, wide open, decides to kick it down low to Tyler Harris, who goes up for the shot. No good.
Hey,
Marcus Teague now.
You had Wood on the wing that was wide open right there.
So Teague now to Eurostep, right hand, good.
Yeah, too easy there for Marcus Teague as he took it into the paint.
So now Ryan Archidiakono on the right wing. Going to find a cutting Tyler Harris again. He's back to the basket. Now shoots it over wildly. Looking for Brandon Wood on the left corner. 3-point. No, as he whips it into the stands.
Almost took Alex Hamilton's hat off.
So it'll be Memphis Hustle ball. 19-14. 4:04 to go here in the first. As now the ball hander, Iverson, the big man. Kick it over to Morgan. Morgan now to Henry. Henry guarded by Jarrell Eddy. Gets the defense at half. Wildly gets it over to Johnson. Johnson now loses it. Looks like Wood will now bring it back up.
Smuggling defense there by the Bulls. Wood with a nice drive in and an easy layup for Brandon Wood as he saw the open paint and stayed aggressive.
So Brandon Wood continues to contribute off the bench. He's been one of the key players for Windy City off the bench this year as they double team Marcus Teague in the corner, but get it over to Iverson. Now cuts to the basket, guarded by Harrison. Makes a tough shot made by Iverson.
Yeah, I don't know what he could necessarily do about that one. It was good defense, but it was better offense.
So Jalen Johnson now standing in our way as he gets ready to check in as Arden Archidiakono has the ball on the right wing, kicks it down to Tyler Harris. Kicks it down to a cutting. Archidiakono finds it. They kick the ball around the perimeter down to Brandon Wood, top of the three-point line. Gets it in, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up, no good again. Rebound about Hustle now. Coach Henry very upset that Marcus Teague gets the ball up court as they find a cutting Iverson to the basket and easy left-handed layup.
Iverson taking it strong to the paint two times in a row as he's managed to get two easy points.
So 21-18, 2:49 to go here in the first round. Windy City up as Brandon Wood wide open three. No good off the front of the side of the iron.
Brandon Wood has been so key in the Bulls' recent success past couple games.
Teague now goes right around Jarrell Eddy, but no good with the right-handed layup. Ryan Archidiakono now brings it up, slowing it down a little bit for Windy City. Finds Jarrell Eddy. He's going to cut to the basket, find another open. Brandon Wood, right wing, three. Good that time for Brandon Wood.
Right when I was about to say, they need to stop shooting that three-pointer and then make it three. So Brandon Wood, the wide open three to put him on the board.
So now 24-18, 2:15 to go. Here in the first, looks like Memphis will call another timeout. And we will take a timeout as well. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
Leg out.
And welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. I'm Joey Alexander alongside Sam Martino and Blake Galvin. The Windy City Bulls right now are leading 24-18 with 2:15 to go in the first. And we're in a quick timeout. But before we get back to the action, we have a sideline report from our sideline reporter, Lydia Biles.
Thank you, Joey. The Windy City Bulls are ranked 8th, where the Memphis Hustle are ranked number 12. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Lydia, for that update. And so we were early on in this game. We just got the news again that Loyola Chicago continues their Cinderella run as they upset number 5 Tennessee. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I honestly think they did what Northwestern should have done last year, but going up against was Gonzaga, right? There's very little chance Northwestern had, but good for Loyola. The Ramblers they're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. They really deserve it, especially winning past 16 of 17.
So it's Memphis now getting ready to check the ball in. They have some substitutions for you. They have J.J. Frazier coming in and Tinsdale for them as Mike Henry shoots a three and way off air ball for Mike Henry.
Yeah, that's something you're not accustomed to see, but Mike Henry's 0 for 3 in the game. And one of the leading scorers for the Hustle is not performing well as they start.
So now Ryan Archidiakono going to bring the ball up for the Windy City Bulls. He gets it down low to Jalen Johnson, the former Louisville Cardinal, gets it to Ryan Archidiakono, open three, left wing. No, in and out for Ryan Archidiakono. As J.J. Frazier now with the ball for the Memphis Hustle, gets it back to Tinsdale. Tinsdale over to Iverson, looking down low for Shaq Thompson. Can't find him, but get it back to Mike Henry. Gets the screen from Tinsdale, guarded by Carrington Ward. Cuts to the basket, open, under, no good. I mean, up and under, no good. Ryan Archidiakono brings the ball back up for Windy City. Back to Brandon Wood, who finds C.J. Fair down low tip, but C.J. Fair gets the ball left hand, good.
I remember you saying C.J. Fair wasn't the most athletic of players, but he's definitely been proving us all wrong thus far.
And C.J. Fair, the former Syracuse Orange man, he had to be happy about his team last night as they defeated TCU in an upset, as Mike Henry now has the ball. Tinsdale on top, gets it over to Thomas. Thomas kind of crossed over Brandon Wood. Brandon Wood forced the jump ball. Great job of Brandon Wood to get on there and hold that ball.
Absolutely.
I like the defense as Bulls is playing. You know, they're not really a defensive team, but
Bulls are a smaller team, so they really have to be tougher on the other teams because, you know, they are so small. You got to, you know, play a little bit of dirty basketball, do the dirty things, little things.
Yeah, they only really have a true center out there besides Jalen Johnson, the only one on the team that's pretty sized, but otherwise they go with a small, faster team.
A little mismatch here on the jump ball is Thomas at 6'9", Brandon Wood about 6'3". Looks like Thomas won it, but they're going to call it over and back on the Memphis Hustle.
Archidiakono went in for a steal right there, but one of the players on Memphis touched the ball, which forced a backcourt violation because they saw Archidiakono
hustling. And that's what you want
up
from your workhorse like Ryan Archidiakono, making a hustle play and causing a turnover.
Coach Ciprian not happy with the call. As you guys can probably hear what he just said through our speakers, as Ryan Archidiakono gets it over to Brandon Wood. Brandon Gold kicks it down low to Jalen Johnson, up and under, no good, but putback slam by C.J. Fair.
C.J. Fair really coming to play
as they
tonight.
Come right back, and Shaq Thompson posterizes Brandon Wood as the transition defense lacked for Windy City there, as it is 28-20 to come into the last minute of the first quarter. Ryan Archidiakono right to the hole, kicked it to Brandon Wood, and it went right through his hands, out of bounds. Memphis Hustle ball.
Oh, my God. You just saw him staring down Brandon Wood with total disrespect after that dunk.
He cocked that one back and just slammed down Brandon Wood.
A couple choice words for there at the end, yes, too.
So J.J. Frazier now with the ball, guarded by Ryan Archidiakono, gets down to Thompson, Iverson, Goes in for left-hand layup. No good. Rebounded by Carrington Ward. Brandon Wood pushed the ball up to Ryan Oshiyaki behind the back to CJ Fair. And with the right-handed layup. Wow. What a play by those two.
What a connection there. Oshiyaki, your main assist guy, throwing it up to CJ Fair for a hard, nice layup.
He's a magician.
Archie Diacono, 2 weeks ago, Player of the Week, showing why he's a two-way contract player with the Chicago Bulls. As now we come down to the final 10 seconds, 30-20, Memphis Trail, Windy City, as J.J. Frazier gets a huge pick by Iverson as he goes, takes to the basket himself, left-handed layup, no good. Try to put back by Thompson, no good. Shuffling the basket, no good again. So we will head to the second quarter. It is 32-20, Windy City Bulls lead as you're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Tuesday night, your Windy City Bulls face the Grand Rapids Tri, followed by the Greensboro Swarm on Saturday.
The games tip off at 7 p.m.
Tune in live to Windy City Bulls basketball, powered by the Be On Air Network on SportsTownChicago.com.
Sports Town Chicago.com.
And welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates for Windy City Bulls basketball as they host the Memphis Hustle. I'm Joey Alexander alongside San Martino and Blake Galvin. Windy City leading after the first quarter of play, 32-20. And before we get to the second quarter of action, we have another quick sideline report from our sideline reporter, Lydia Bylis.
The Windy City Bulls are sitting in eighth place behind the Grand Rapids Drive, who they host on Tuesday night for the sixth and final playoff spot. Back to you, Joey.
Thank you, Lydia, for that. It's now the Windy City Bulls. Brandon Wood with the ball. Looks like Alex Hamilton checked in along with Carrington. Well, Carrington Ward's been in. Will Davis comes in also as Jalen Johnson now going to push it down low and seems to just lose the ball and throw it out of bounds. So now it will be Memphis Hustle ball. They're going with J.J. Frazier, Mike Henry, Iverson, Shaq, Thompson, and Tyndale will be their five out in the court right now. As Tyndale now with the ball. Mark Tyndale gets it over to Chance Comanche. Comanche now gets to Shaq Thompson, or Thomas. Thomas now guarded by the smaller Wood, Carrington Ward. Way over to J.J. Frazier in the left wing. Finds a Chance Comanche. Looks like he bumped into Brandon Wood trying to draw a foul, but no good. I mean, it'll be a good basket.
Yeah, no, it was almost a charge, but his feet weren't set. And Brandon Wood better be glad he wasn't called a foul on that play.
So Wood thinking about shooting now, guarded by Comanche. Looks a little mismatch on the perimeter, but down low, that's his area. Finds it open, cutting Will Davis for the left-handed layup.
Yeah, nice tricky pass there by Brandon Wood, but threading the needle proved to perfection as Will Davis gets a nice, easy basket.
So now Tyndale with the ball. Windy City leading 32-22, 10:50 to go here in the second quarter. Mike Henry with the ball on the left wing, going to push it against Jalen Johnson, stolen by the high-flying Carrington Ward. Let's see what he's going to do with it. Finds Brandon Wood with rhythm, not going to take the three-point shot. Kicks it over the right wing, Carrington Ward now down low to Jalen Johnson. Spin move on his defender, finds Will Davis again with the right-handed layup. Good, Will Davis.
Two plays in a row where Will Davis has gone down low and they just dished it to him. No one's guarding him.
This is one of the better starts the Bulls have started at their home court at Sears Center.
So now Windy City leading 34-22, 10:16 to go in the game. As now Comanche with the ball, gets over to Mike Henry for the right wing three. No good off the front of the rim, but rebounded by Thomas. Thomas now backing down Wood. Ball flies up in the air. Tyndale gets the rebound. Thinks about shooting, but gets it wide open. J.J. Frazier pump fakes. Shoots in just on the left elbow. No good as well. Rebounded by Will Davis. kick back to Brandon Wood, who pushes it up court across the timeline.
Will Davis is all
finds
over
a
the
cutting
court.
Alex Hamilton to the basket. No good. Just missed that easy layup. Good play, though. So now Mike Henry now drives to the basket, right-handed, out of control. It's going to be a blocking foul on Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, again, his feet weren't set, so this time the ref saw that, and they charged him with the foul there.
So that'll be a blocking foul. First one on Jalen Johnson. First team foul of the second quarter. It is 34-22 with 9:42 left to go. Again, Mike Henry, a former DuPaul player, also former Illinois Fighting Illini player, transferred over to DePaul for his final season.
Yeah, welcome back to Illinois for Mike Henry, but also it's about the time of the Grizzlies.
As he misses a second free throw, but gets a rebound and put his putback no good as Jalen Johnson, big man, will bring it up for Windy City. Gets it over to Carrington Ward with the left wing three, no good. So now we're bounded by Mark Tyndale. Tyndale going to push it up. Way over to J.J. Frazier. Down low to Comanche off of his foot and out of bounds. Windy City Bulls ball.
Yeah, I like that pass there by the 5'10 guard for out of Georgia Bulldogs, J.J. Frazier, trying to get into the paint but unable to make the connection.
So Jalen Johnson now kicks the ball into Alex Hamilton to bring it up for Windy City Bulls. As now Alex Hamilton gets it up to on the right side of the court. Down low. Right block, Jalen Johnson looking for a cutting. Brandon Wood not there. Backs down Comanche, going to go with the spin move. Right hand good, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson definitely uses 6'9 size, 230 frame to get easy baskets down in the paint.
As they leave wide open, Comanche and Jalen Johnson. Good foul, though, on Jalen. Actually, it was his fault not getting back on defense on time. But
yeah, we've seen a lot of that this year, actually. Jalen Johnson not hustling back for the defensive play.
Well, he started at the beginning of the year, which is why he earned that starting rotation spot at the power forward. He was hustling everywhere, and for a while, he was doing a lot of the dirty work for the Bulls.
Yeah, for Chance, his nice career opportunity. He was a local tryout for the Memphis Hustle and actually made the team after playing two seasons at the University of Arizona.
Bah. As he misses the first free throw.
As he is a 71.2% free throw shooter on the season, so not a bad free throw shooter for a big man.
Yeah, he's coming off a double-double last game, scoring 21 points and 12 rebounds, so Chance looks like he wants to keep going here.
As he makes the second of two. Now it's 36-24, Windy City lead at 9:01 here to go in the second as Alex Hamilton brings the ball up for Windy City. Looks like Memphis going to go with man-to-man as Jarrell Eddy in the left corner gets it over to Alex Hamilton. Left wing drives, swoops under, no good. Rebounded by Comanche. Comanche over to J.J. Frazier. Gets it all the way back over to Teague on the right wing. Teague now double-teamed by Alex Hamilton and Will Davis. Hannah's now with the ball at the right wing. Kicks it back to the top of the circle for Marcus Teague against Will Davis. Little crossover, drop shot, good. Marcus Teague.
Marcus Teague was never the best shooter for the Chicago Bulls after being drafted in the league.
Ooh. As Alex Hamilton tried pushing the ball real quick on a long pass across court, and it was overthrown, knocked out of bounds when the Memphis Hustle ball.
Yeah, Marcus Teague is one of those players that you need for your team. Nice veteran leader guard that can help develop players. Scoring a lot of points recently, most notably against the Santa Cruz Warriors with a 30-point outing.
So now J.J. Frazier pushes the ball up quickly for the Memphis Hustle. Hannah has the ball, kicks it over to Johnson. Johnson pump picks on Will Davis. And then step back three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded. Jalen Johnson. Hamilton now over to Johnson. Johnson now finds a cutting. Jarrell Eddy swatted out of there by Comanche. Out of bounds. Memphis ball.
That was a great look, but just couldn't hang on to the ball. It was really good defense. Again, another one of those situations where it's good offense but better defense.
It's one of those plays that even though the block shot was there, it's still showing the capability of this Bulls team that they're not afraid to attack.
So Marcus Teague now with the ball. Gets screened by Johnson. Johnson now guarded by Will Davis in the left wing over to Hannes. Throws it across court. Right wing now. Back to Marcus Teague and shoot that three. Left wing. No good. Rebounded Will Davis.
If I'm the Bulls, I'm letting Marcus Teague take that shot all day long.
So now Ryan Archidiakono gets it over to Jarrell Eddy. Just inside the left wing, good for Jarrell Eddy.
Jarrell Eddy, one of the biggest players on this Bulls team right now, scoring 18 points per game.
So Hannah's now the ball handled on the right side. Gets double teamed by Johnson and Eddie, but leaving open Mari Johnson cutting to the basket.
So it's those backdoor cuts from the arc that are really screwing with both teams here.
Yeah,
so
Jalen Johnson needs to keep an eye on his guy.
So 38-28, 7 minutes to go here in the second as you find open Will Davis with the right-handed layup. Good pass by Jalen Johnson down low.
Oh, what do we have here? Taking a quick short breather, which we're trying to figure out.
Going
to
be a delay of game warning, I believe, on Jalen Johnson.
That's weird because it was passed out by the hustle here.
So now Windy City again leading 40-28, just under 7 minutes to go here in the second as Will Davis now guarding Omari Johnson who gets it over to Marcus Teague. Johnson going to shoot the top of the key, three, good.
Yeah, we almost saw another backdoor cut. I was almost convinced that they were going to pass it down low again.
So Ryan Archie Diacono now on the left wing. Coach Henry wants to take a timeout, and we will take a timeout here as Windy City's leading the Memphis Hustle 40-31 with 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
I'm Ryan Archdiacono, and your home for the Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com.
And we're back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, for Windy City Bulls basketball as they lead the Memphis Hustle 40-31 with 6:31 to go here in the second quarter. As Memphis seemed to come out a little sluggish, and Windy City definitely capitalized on it. Windy City showing why they are just a better team than Memphis Hustle.
Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, they're just a good offensive team, but they can't find rhythm, and they haven't found rhythm all season. It's been a big problem for the Hustle.
Well, as of thus are right now, Memphis has scored one more point than the Bulls have, but the Bulls still have that 9-point lead.
So the Bulls get the ball in. Brandon Wood gets the ball at the top of the three-point line, tipped out of bounds, off his knee, actually, and it's going to be Memphis ball.
That was a really good defensive play. Brandon Wood had no idea what hit him right there. It was just right behind the back. It was a little pickpocket skill.
The Bulls keep playing how they're playing. Those won't matter.
So as Marcus Teague now drives to the basket, off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Jalen Johnson, gets over to Brandon Wood. Brandon Wood now going to drive it down the center of the lane now by himself with the right-handed layup as he just cut through it all by himself.
It was a beautiful play, and Joey, you're starting to sound like one of those auctioneers.
That's what it sounded like.
Exactly.
Mari Johnson now gets the ball. Johnson gets the ball down to Hannah. Hannah now looks like a trail, but no, right-handed hook shot. No good for the little man. Rebounded by Johnson. Again, rebounded by Johnson. He puts back his own shot for a two-point field goal.
I think Joey's got a future career coming up.
Oh, that's good.
So RT Diacono now with the ball. Find Jalen Johnson, left wing, down low. Tyler Harris back to the basket on the left block. Going to back down Tyndale. Gets double-teamed by Teague. Teague backs off. Looks like Tyndale steals the ball now.
Picked his pocket clean.
So Teague now going to bring the ball up for the Memphis Hustle. Finds Hannah back in the wing. Left corner three, no good for Johnson. Gets his own rebound again over Tyler Harris. Good for Johnson as he again gets another putback basket.
That's why Blake chose him as his key player. Omari Johnson coming in strong and following his shot.
So 42-35, 5:13 to go here in the first. Windy City lead. Jalen Johnson now with the ball, kicks it over to right wing for Jarrell Eddie. Three, no good, but rebounded Tyler Harris. as he's on Marcus Teague, left hand good, Tyler Harris.
6'10", using his size to get down low, just like Jalen Johnson. They just use their length to get easy baskets.
Now Marcus Teague now runs at the bottom of the baseline, kicks out to Hannah. Hannah, good three corner.
I love his stroke. It is a perfect shot. It reminds me of Klay Thompson. Hannah with a nice 3-point field goal.
So now Ryan Archidiakono trying to get the Bulls lead extended here is now Jalen Johnson, the small defender, Teague down the right block. Gets double teamed by Morgan. Morgan gonna get it. Archidiakono, 3-point, good. Left wing three, Ryan Archidiakono.
He started to run away after he pulled the trigger. He knew that thing was going in.
Johnson gets Eddie up in the air, gets it over to Morgan. Hannah, right corner three again, good. He is just too good from there. You cannot leave him open.
Two possessions in a row in the same spot. Easy six for Hannah.
So now Ryan Archidiakono gets it down low to Tyler Harris, backs down the small defender, up and under, good left-hand layup, Tyler Harris.
He was looking for an and one right there, screaming at the ref still.
So the former Auburn Tiger now getting himself going as Marcus Teague shoots his three of them, and good. Marcus Teague, quick three.
Marcus Teague, 10 points on the night, 4 assists and 1 rebound. Teague taking full control for this Hustle team.
I can almost guarantee that 3-pointer for Teague will be once in a blue moon.
As now Ryan Archidiakono gets the ball over to Brandon Wood, cutting to the basket, up, left, under, good, no good. Rebounded by Memphis. Teague pushed it up for the Hustle. Teague now gets it over to Hannah on the left wing, quick three. Good again as Hannah now is starting to heat up for the Memphis Hustle. That's a three-pointers in a row for Hannah's.
9 points for Hannah in 3 possessions.
As Archidiakono, 3 of his own, no good. Rebounded by Morgan.
Watch out for the heat check here.
Morgan now gonna look Teague. Hannah corner three. No good. Up the front of the rim for Hannah now. Brandon Wood with the rebound.
Good call there, Sam.
So Ryan Archidiakono gonna take it along the baseline. Gets met by the defenders down low. Tyler Harris now backing down. Marcus Teague finds an open Jarrell Eddie. 3-point shot. Good, Jarrell Eddie.
And we're just seeing 3-pointers rain from both ends of the floor. I mean, we have a ceiling overhead, but I feel drenched in threes right now.
It's funny. It's like, if you can do that, I can do it better, Jarrell Eddie says.
So now Marcus Teague going to bring it up, and Memphis Hustle going to take a timeout with the score being 52-46, Windy City Bulls lead. You are listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
And welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. I'm Joey Alexander with Sam Martino and Blake Galvin for Windy City Bulls basketball as they are hosting the Memphis Hustle, and they lead 52-46 with 2:42 left to go in the first half of basketball.
It's pretty unique that the Bulls are auctioning off these jerseys.
Yeah, they're pretty unique jerseys, to say the least, as Marcus Teague now the ball handler, guarded by C.J. Fair, step back, top of the elbow, 2-point shot, no good, but rebounded again by Johnson, And good as he gets the and one.
Yeah, they was waiting for that call again. It was like another one, like you said, Joe. If you're going to make it, I'm not calling. If you miss, I'm going to call it.
Yeah, the Bulls need to start boxing on defense. It's been one of the keys that we set all game. And also when Marcus Teague, they need to put a hand in his face. It's feel like they're giving him two wide open shots.
Didn't he start boxing out Johnson?
Yeah, oh my God.
Has five rebounds, and I'm pretty sure the last of those five, three of those last five came the last probably three possessions on his own.
Not only putbacks. That, not only that, but offensive rebounds too. Like yeah. He's just been all over the place.
So, Windy City now with the ball. Ryan Archidiakno on the right wing. Tyler Harris looking for the cutting. C.J. Fair not there. So now back down. The smaller defender and Thompson, and good left-handed hook by Tyler Harris. So now Marcus Teague brings the ball up for Memphis. He goes right to the basket. No good, but again, putback slam by Shaq Thomas.
This Bulls team is not boxing out. All game wrong.
Ryan Archidiakno gets it from Tyler Harris. Gets it right back from Tyler Harris. Cutting, no good for Ryan Archidiakno. Right at the rim, too.
He was disappointing himself in that one. You can see it on his face.
So now Johnson, long three. No good. Rebound to C.J. Fair.
Yeah, the Bulls are up 10, but
Archidiakno finds an open. Jarrell Eddy in the corner. Three. Good. Jarrell Eddy.
As I was saying, they were up 10 at the start of the first. Now they're only up 6.
So 57-51, 1:37 to go here in the first half. Marcus Teague brings the ball across the timeline. Gets it over to Hannah's. Hannah now defended by Wood. Gets back to Teague. Teague now looking for Freeman Johnson. Not there.
Hannah's open.
So Teague now going to try to cross over Archidiakno. Step back. Little shot. No good. Rebound to Wood. He's going to push it up for Wood.
He's got numbers.
Finds Archidiakno in rhythm. Good. Three-point shot. Ryan Archidiakno.
Hey, he's really been excelling at the three-pointer the past couple games.
You need to lean on your workhorse.
So Teague now brings it across half court for Memphis, kind of slowing it down, calling out the play. Gets it over to Johnson. Johnson out on the left wing. Morgan now left wing, fakes three, no good. Kind of fumbled it, got it back though. Teague now guarded over on the right wing. Looking for a cutting Morgan. Morgan now on the three, no good, rebounded. Eddie, but then tipped out of bounds by Thompson.
Yes,
Thomas. Pulls ball.
Three-point mirage going on. Everyone just wants to chuck up those threes and...
Both teams are leaving them wide open, though. I mean, if I have a wide open look like all these like players are having within this game, I'd be taking them too.
Bulls are 6 for 14, shooting 42% from the three, as Memphis is 4 for 14, shooting 28. As Ryan Archidiakno gets the ball over to Jarrell Eddy in the left corner. Back way up the top of the right wing for Archidiakno. Finds Brandon Wood, kicks over to C.J. Fair, going to cut for himself. Nice left-handed layup, no good, but tip back in by Tyler Harris.
Yeah, he's been, again, his size and its athleticism, he's been all over the paint. Bulls got to realize that that's where they're going to succeed for right now.
So 62-51 coming out of the final. 20 seconds of our first half of basketball here. Windy City leads. Marcus Teague will try to dribble the rest of the clock out. His shot clock, time clock, is about 2 seconds off. He gets a high screen from Johnson. Now looks up at the shot clock again. Teague now shoots with C.J. Fair, the hand pretty much in his face. Good for
Marcus
Teague.
Got 3 seconds here.
Ryan Archidiakno loses it. No.
Oh.
Thomas with a slam with no time to go.
I think they're going to review that. Was that off in time? Yeah, definitely.
Like
I see the review
good.
Coming.
Yeah, they're going to call it. They're going to say that it was good, but they're going to still review it.
Looked good to me as Ryan Archidiakno had the inbound pass in. Tried drawing a foul. And we will get right back to that. They're going to do an official review, and we will take a timeout before the half. Listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here in SportsTownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business. While there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well.